I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about a proposed constitutional amendment in Michigan concerning legislative term limits that was recently approved in both chambers to go to voters in November. Here's more about it with State Senator Ed McBroom.
Well, the package doesn't change anything for me, doesn't give me more time to serve or anything like that, but it's really looking forward to future legislators and taking a chance to recognize how term limits have worked for the state of Michigan since they were instituted in 1992. And I think the big takeaway from folks who've served, from those who've worked with Lansing, labor unions and businesses alike, is that it has really harmed the functionality of our House of Representatives, which, you know, is maximum of 6 years of service there, plus a little bit if you take over a partial term. And it's the House is just very dysfunctional. They don't follow procedure well. There's the leadership at the most is experienced 4 years, and sometimes you have leadership that's only experienced 2 years. And the dysfunctionality there is so apparent, and the way that we can't take up major issues because you've got 40 to 60 people who don't even know where the bathrooms are yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's over half of your chamber every 2 years is rotated out and put brand new people in there who come in there wild-eyed, and like I did.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to solve all of these problems by really squeezing the waste, fraud, and abuse out of an agency. And then you discover it's like, well, we need $1 billion for roads, and over half of the agencies don't even have $1 billion line item budget. So,
well, one of these things, one of the things with it is we're talking about with the House, it's 2 year terms. It's 4 years in the Senate, but the 2 year in particular, especially because it's a re-election, that representative may have been voted out. Suddenly there's another one. And then especially in more tumultuous political times like we're in right now, you voted in favor of this, as I understand it. Why did you, what's in it that, you know, what are the primary changes that this would define, and then why did you support it?
Yeah, so it just basically says instead of serving a maximum of 14 years, 6 in the House and 8 in the Senate, you can serve 12 years total in either chamber or combination thereof. So it's actually still a reduction in the overall amount of time one can serve, but it allows a longer length of service, double the length in the House of Representatives. I've supported that because I think we desperately need to stabilize the House of Representatives. Now, researching this around the country, other states that had similar limits to Michigan had all changed theirs in the last 30 years. Michigan was the last one to look at it. And what that happens when they do this 12-year in either chamber proposal is you basically end up with people who get elected to the Senate or people who get elected to the House and don't really see much going back and forth. Mm. So it's not the greatest change for the Senate, but the House is in such critical need that I supported it. It also has a new disclosure and financial reporting requirements that we'll all have to follow. And I think that's a good thing that the citizens deserve to have as well. And so I supported this. Now it goes to the ballot, and the voters will have a chance to decide on it in November.
You're seeing this is really something that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. If you look at just how many more expulsions, arrests, and other scandals we're dealing with in the House, too, you'll see another part of the outcome of the extremely short term limits, the fact that you go back to the barrel so often for people, and people get elected who really, you know, shouldn't serve, and, you know, a little longer time, a little better chance for somebody to get to understand the job is going to help stabilize the House, and hopefully we can take up some of these large-scale generational issues we need to, like property tax reform, the dark store issue, that just continue to prove to be too difficult to take up with the rapid turnover in the House.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.